This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The train is leaving the station. Get on it or get lost, left behind. Don't want to have that happen. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Karen.
Oh, man, you stepped into the game.
Really?
No, I didn't. I'm looking at the list of people running for office. I'm looking at the ballot.
It's almost as bad as shouting the wrong name during your co-host. Almost
so
that bad.
Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler are here. This is primary day in Massachusetts. It's primary day in a number of other states. Many states have already had their primary. It seems
that
the
it's closer.
Yeah,
it's late for you.
Well, it is more appropriate to have it closer to the election because then you remember who you voted for.
Plus, then you don't have to put out with annoyances all year long.
Well, there's that too. So I thought it would be of value. We were talking about this a little earlier, Richie, before you got here. The two things on my mind, strangely enough, as I begin this hour,
are Karen and what else?
No, are the essence of who's running and why it's important to vote in the primary. And then I want to talk about football in a number of different ways. But first, as we think about voting here in Massachusetts, and maybe those of you, there's five or six other states that are having primaries, most of the polls are usually open from 7 in the morning, 8 at night. And you have to choose in Massachusetts a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot.
Can you switch your mind to be like, say, do you have to register that way or can you just pick a ballot?
If you're not registered in either party, you can ask for either ballot.
Gotcha.
I am registered as an independent or I'm not registered at all. I used to be registered as a Republican, but the Republicans disappoint me. And I don't feel like I want to declare myself a Republican anymore, even though I will take a Republican ballot today.
But the only way that you can get a Republican ballot is if you're a registered Republican or if you're an independent who chooses a Republican.
As a Democrat, exactly.
Got it.
If you either are an independent or you're registered in either party,
right.
You can't pick one or the other.
That's how it's here,
too. Right. And there are, as would be the case expected, in Massachusetts, more Democratic ballot races than there are Republicans. And I was talking about somebody took a shot at me, as I expected would be the case. I was talking about Irish women politicians, Richie, earlier on.
And
that goes well.
Well, it didn't. It is
in Boston.
What it is.
When he calls them annoying.
Well, they are. They're just it's the same old, and they look like clone. They all look like each other. I mean, take a look at Martha Coakley, Elizabeth Warren. And this woman, Healy, who's...
We have Barbara Mikulski down here in
she's
Maryland.
Not Irish. Yeah, no,
Mikulski isn't Irish.
No, she doesn't look...
Now you're just hammering all women politics.
Why is she Irish? Mikulski.
She's a Polish woman.
She's a Polish...
Oh, she is?
Well, is she a skier?
Take a look at her. She's 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide. She look like a...
Got an Irish... Let me see here.
Are
you insinuating that all Polish women are 5 feet tall and 9 feet wide?
I didn't say that. You never heard me say that. I said she is.
I just did.
No, you didn't hear me say that at all.
You said, she's Polish. Take a look at her. She's 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide.
I'm being specific about how she looks.
She's 4 foot 11.
I said she's 4 foot 11. I missed it by 3 inches.
But you just got lucky.
Whatever, how many inches it was. Yeah, okay. Anyway, that isn't the point. The thing that bothers me more than anything else, I'm looking at the three local newspapers here, the Boston Globe and the Herald and the Middlesex paper. I live in Middlesex County. And they all say the same thing. The Secretary of State's office is expecting a low voter turnout, like saying to you, you morons, you're not going to be with it unless you stay home. That's basically what they're saying. It is so annoying to see the news media play that hand. Oh, it's going to be, and you see it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So anyway, I'm looking at some of the issues that are on the ballot here. The people that are running, I find it interesting to see who's. There are more Republicans coming around to my area than used to be the case. It just used to be a waste of time to be a Republican here, but now there at least there are some races. There are changes that have taken place in various ways. I'm looking at the sample ballot now, and I find most of the names on the ballot I don't know anything about, even though I have a voter. This is the thing. The news media doesn't cover secondary races. They all fall. This sort of falls into what we were talking about yesterday. Who decides what the stories are going to be? Remember that conversation from yesterday? Who decides what news is going to be covered? Actually, I first talked about this. Well, I've talked about this for years, but over the weekend, if you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown show, had a conversation with Victoria Jones, who's a White House reporter for Talk Radio News Service. And she was talking about, in very blunt terms, Richie, I think you heard that conversation, very direct. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
Al, who did that with me. Anyway, she went through very graphically and specifically how the hierarchy of news works and who gets the attention and where the stories come from. Most of the stories that you will see today in your morning newspaper or what you see on the news or listen to the news on the radio or hear us talk about in conversation, the programs that talk about the news, the lead stories come from four or five newspapers. That's where it begins. Right. All of it begins with four or five papers.
Reuters.
And then AP and Reuters to a certain extent.
Right.
And then it goes, everybody trickles in the money news. It's mostly Bloomberg. It used to be Wall Street Journal. Not anymore. But they determine what the stories are. They, the people who write the stories and the editors.
Not when it comes to your local politicians and who's running for office.
Well, I think that is, but you see, they all try to curry favor with the big newspapers. All the people who are running for a significant statewide office try to get the Herald to endorse them.
Sure. We had the Post,
the Globe,
and the Times here. The Washington Post is the big daddy. And then,
or the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. You know, there are a lot of little newspapers that nobody pays any attention to them. So I just am trying to, in my own sort of strange way, trying to get people to, if you're having a primary in your state today, please understand how important it is. Your vote counts more here than any place, because this is where you separate the wheat from the chaff.
You just said you don't.
I'm going to take a Republican ballot, and I'm going to vote for a guy who I think actually has a chance to win. There hasn't been a Republican. Well, Mitt Romney was there. This is a strange state. If you have the right Republican credentials, you can win. Romney won fairly handily, and he wasn't really even a resident of Massachusetts. He kind of just came in, plopped himself down, and Scott Brown, who was the senator from Massachusetts that won when Teddy Kennedy died, replaced Teddy Kennedy, he lost to this phony Elizabeth Warren and the second time around. So he'd had a summer, he and Mitt Romney have a summer home on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. So he declared his residency in New Hampshire, and he's running for the Senate in New Hampshire, and has a good chance of beating the Democrat, Gene Shaheen, who's in the seat now.
Name.
Isn't that a great name?
Gene Shaheen.
She's a horrible senator, but she's very vulnerable, and Brown is a good politician, and actually, I thought he did a pretty good job.
Attractive.
Yeah, he did a good job, but here it is, these people who get into it. And there were those who thought he ought to run for governor of Massachusetts. He said, no, because it's hard to get elected as a Republican. As it turns out, it looks like a Republican is probably going to win because there's no name recognition. There's three Democrats, a guy from Newton named Donald Berwick that nobody knows, Martha Coakley, who ran for the Senate before and was miserable and soundly defeated. She might win in the primary, but she'll get beaten by this guy, Charlie Baker, who is quite an astute politician, but he's also kind of a guy that sort of knows his way around. And so anyway, but you see there is a lot of shaking up going on. That's the other side of this. The political mainstream doesn't know what to do with the fringes. And when the fringes get a lot of attention, if they're smart, they call themselves, call attention to themselves. And people say, oh, yeah, this guy, he's a lot better than the other person. And so there will be where people have done a good job of calling attention to themselves and the differences that they bring to the table versus the same old, you'll see a change. But then the news media, who is an unindicted co-conspirator with the politicians who want to stay in office, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, maybe on Sunday, there's a headline. Where was I on Sunday when I got the Cleveland Plain Dealer? Got the Cleveland paper as I got on the plane to come back to Boston. And the headline was that it looks like, at this point, looking at the primary ballots, that the public that seems very disenfranchised or disaffected by politicians is going to elect the same people again. That's what the story right. was basically. Oh, yeah. We're going to elect the same people again. Well, how the hell do they know we're going to elect the same? We're not even halfway through their primaries.
Because it's not my guy that's the problem. It's the other guy.
The other guy who's the problem, right.
Right,
exactly. Yep.
So I keep voting my guy in to help fix the other guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, yeah, of course, that's going to work.
Great.
Okay, so shall we take a deep breath? Everybody ready? Let's take a deep breath. Everybody together, raise your hands above your head, please.
Okay, unless you're driving.
It's a Meredith move. Take your hands, put them above your head, and take a deep breath. And let it out. Let your hands down, and you'll be feeling much better. See, feel better already, don't you? Yeah. 18 after the hour, this is a good day.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Not Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat?
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Eraser for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for a buck. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers valid while supplies last. Limits apply. See storestaples.com for details.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-226-3197, you'll get a complete Pro Gel whitening system with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-226-3197 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-226-3197. 800-226-3197. 800-226-3197.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Jennifer did.
Yes, I did.
Who let the dogs out?
But the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-i-oh.
Until the fellas started name calling.
Remember this part.
Now people remember about this. That's what they remember.
Yeah.
Our one-hit wonder contest continues here on Good Day. And so what we are doing is, as you are aware at this point in time, we take a song that was popular.
Here's the best part.
Why?
Remember that.
Yeah. Except, who let the dogs out? So, this is a group that only had one hit. If you know the name of the group, perhaps you'll dial us. Do us the favor of dialing 888-302-3684. By the way, Richie, I noticed you've been using this number on other programs. It's 888-302-DOUG. Don't these other people on these other shows know this is my number? What's the big idea?
What program is it being used on?
I've heard it used on... yeah, it is. I heard it used on a program over the weekend. That program was, I listened to, it was on Radio America. Yeah, I heard it.
I can figure out which one it is.
All right, I work on it. Anyway,
maybe it was the Doug show.
I will.
Yeah. All right, so Who Let the Dogs Out? Big hit by this group that came from London. The year was 2000. During this time, during this week in 2000, Who Let the Dogs Out was number one. So if you know the name of this one-hit wonder group, dial 888-302-DOUG. Originally called High Voltage, Who Let the Dogs Out earned them several awards, like a Grammy for Best Dance Recording, a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award. In 2012, AOL Radio ranked it as the number one most annoying record ever.
Wow. By AOL Radio, that's saying something.
All right. The recording is frequently played at stadiums during all kinds of sporting events. Group has recorded a couple of songs for Disney animation films, but got its biggest boost from being featured in Shrek.
They got an award for being an immediate one-hit wonder. They knew it was going to be a one-hit wonder band.
Yeah.
As soon as they recorded this song.
Right, exactly.
We will never have anything else in our life. This is our one hit.
This is it. 888-302-3684. All right, I think it was the case yesterday with the fellows who were on. They were brothers, weren't they? The people we had on yesterday, these guys are not related, as far as I know. Matter of fact, I don't even know the names of the people who were in this group. Anybody know the names of them? I don't know them.
I'm glad I don't even know the name of the group.
All right. I know the name of Patrick. Patrick is listening in Wallops Island, Virginia. Hi, Patrick. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Any rockets taking off out of there this morning, Patrick?
Not this morning.
When's the next launch?
I think we got a couple weeks before another launch. We just had one about a week and a half ago, so.
All right, do you work at the base?
Yes, I do. I'm in the Navy at the base.
You're in the Navy.
How long? They wrote a song about that.
Who's they? Was that the one
people.
Hit, yeah, right. That was not a one-hit wonder.
No.
So how long have you been in the Navy, Patrick?
I've been in for 15 years.
How do you like it?
Well, it's a career.
Very enthusiastic.
Congratulations.
What is your job, if you can tell us without having to kill us afterwards? What do you do?
I fix radar system computers.
Cool.
Radar system computers.
Yeah, you've got a good second career coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely. After the retirement, yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what he's figuring. And you get trained by the government, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, good for you.
Congratulations.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Connecticut, New Haven.
New Haven, Connecticut. All right. So let's go back to this date, 2000, when Who Let the Dogs Out was big. What was going on with your life there then?
I had just joined the Navy, and I was reporting my first ship in 2000.
There you go. What's the name of the group?
Baja Men.
The Baja Men, yes. Who Let the Dogs Out? Patrick.
Love a guy that knows the Baja Men.
Patrick gets a CD of one-hit wonders.
You won't tell anybody, Patrick.
That's Patrick, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people love to have birds as pets, but very often they'll go to the pet store and they'll buy a bird or they'll adopt a bird from a shelter, but they have no idea how to take care of it. So I want you to listen carefully. If you have a bird, make sure you keep Venetian blind cords short to avoid strangulation. Give them plenty of affection, love, and spend as much time as you possibly can. Provide a proper diet, not just seeds. It should include fruits, vegetables, pellets, and yes, meat. Also provide a good substitute light source, like a Vitalite. Keep cages sanitized using bleach or an antibacterial soap. Cages that also have the proper bar spacing. If the spacing is too short or too wide, it can make it difficult for the birds. And let your bird be a bird. Allow him to vocalize occasionally without covering his cage. Allow your bird time away from the cage as well. You know, you talk to your veterinarian about having the wings clipped. Spray birds daily to moisten their skin with room temperature water. You know, having a bird is a lot of fun, but taking care of them is a responsibility. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day. Today,
going to be a good day, I promise you that. Good day.
Good day.
Good day. That's a good day for Rich, a good day for Jennifer, and a good day for Kenny, and a good day, a special good day for you. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on football, and maybe not necessarily the not Monday Night Football, but the career that used to be Ray Rice's. What a dirtbag this guy is, man, I'll tell you. So the NFL has suspended him after this video surfaced showing him striking his fiance last February. Well, she's not his fiance anymore.
His wife.
Wife.
Yeah.
She married him after this.
Yeah.
So did the NFL do the right thing? 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer. Did the NFL do the right thing? How many of you have seen this
there's,
video?
There's a caveat to that question.
And that is?
Did the NFL do the right thing?
Early enough.
Did they know this already?
Did they know about this before the video?
They signed him?
The question now is whether Goodell had seen this video previous to yesterday and only suspended him for 2 weeks, then changing it to 6 weeks once he got the heat for the 2 week suspension. Now reports are coming out, conflicting reports, whether he had actually seen this before and now is only responding to it because of the reaction, the public reaction.
And you think what?
I think that if he, in fact, if there is proof that he had seen this, and you know TMZ is on it big time, before yesterday and only suspended him 6 weeks, he's done as commissioner of the NFL.
Yeah. Really?
He is done.
Done.
Now, I went through a...
By the way, who won the game last night, Monday Night Football?
The Detroit Lions crushed the Giants, and I don't know who won the Cardinals game yet. I didn't stay up for it.
I think the Chargers lost, but I'll double check.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I went through a myriad of reactions and emotions.
You went, you personally, yourself, did? Or others that you know?
Yeah, no, I did, and I think a lot of people may have as well. Everybody's initial reaction is this guy is a dirtbag.
Right.
He deserves to be kicked out.
Yeah.
And I can't believe throw him away. He's trash.
Yeah, garbage.
Then I read William Gay, who is a cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, reaction to it, whose mother was shot and killed in an act of domestic violence by his father, or his mother's boyfriend, I guess it was, I don't know, who says, we need to help him.
Right.
I feel sorry for him. This is a sickness, and we need to help him. God bless him, because he needs help.
He does.
I agree with that.
And that took my whole... Ray Rice is a piece of trash. Throw him away into the garbage and never worry about him again.
This goes to Doug's head injury.
Yeah, let me. Well, there's something to be said for that, but the culture that is created around the management, Richie, going up to the commissioner, maybe the team management, this guy that played for the Patriots that killed who knows how many people, when it gets right down to brass tacks, this guy may have murdered 3, 4, 5 people over the course of his career or before he was in football. You have Michael Vick. I always go back to him because he, in my mind, was a dirtbag and still is a dirtbag for his activities off the field. And then you look at some of the other things to bring it back around.
You look at Kobe Bryant, rapist.
Yeah, right. Well, he's not a football player, but he's the, yeah,
still
Yeah, right. And now he's a big friggin' hero.
Drug dealers,
all
over the place.
Yeah.
And my big thing yesterday was, you got Ray Lewis, who they have a statue of in front of the Ravens Stadium, who helped. Was an accomplice to murder.
Let me take it one step further. That's not questionable.
They just couldn't find the evidence.
All right, but let's talk about Michael Sam for a second here. Just give me a second to put into perspective what it was, the people who got so upset, these Christian lobbyist groups. Thousands of people have protested to the Dallas Cowboys when they signed Michael Sam because he's openly gay. Hello? Who's protesting? There may be a lot of people that are protesting Ray Rice, but I haven't seen...
That's why he got suspended for more than 2 weeks, because people were upset.
But understand what I'm saying here.
I do.
The people who are these radical religious groups, regardless of their faith, doesn't make any difference who they are. Why can't they just learn to live, let live, and not find an issue with this, and then maybe focus on if Ray Rice needs help? There are people that don't need help. Some people think Michael Sam needs help because he's gay, and he doesn't. He's just gay. Ray Rice. And I've said Ray Price every time.
I totally get it, by the way.
He may need help. Yep. And then who else needs help
is the woman that is with him. Because the fact that she would marry someone who knocked her out cold. And I don't know if you saw the video, Doug. I don't think you've seen it yet. But it's disturbing. Like, he's walking into this elevator. And he walks into the elevator like he knows what he's going to do. And then just whammo. And she goes flying. She's out cold. He's trying to get her out of the elevator, and people just are standing there looking at it. I mean,
several people walk up, specifically one person who looks like a security guard, doesn't even bend down, kneel over to see how she is. They're just standing there talking, Kenny, while she's laid out.
I'm looking at a post, Kenny, from at White House. The White House writes, or whoever it is that does the Twitter account, hitting a woman is not something a real man does, and that's true whether or not an act of violence happens in the public eye or far too often behind closed doors. Stopping domestic violence is something that's bigger than football, and all of us have a responsibility to put a stop to it. Now, I don't know whether anybody really cares what the White House says about that, but there's something in that statement that has value, and I wonder what we have of value in statements that have been registered in either Facebook.com or Twitter, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
So far, just one comment. Adam says the elevator knockout punch from Ray Rice is beyond disturbing and stomach churning.
You know, Christine Brennan from USA Today and I guess ABC Sports had an interesting statement yesterday. Domestic violence now has a face in that there's video and everybody can see what they only hear of now. So like you heard about what's the rapper's name, Jennifer, who beat up his girlfriend.
What, the only one?
Yeah.
No, the.
It doesn't make any difference.
Anyway, you hear about this stuff happening all the time, and now you see it, and you're like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking at it, frankly, now. I wasn't going to. Here's this bum. They're in an Atlantic City casino elevator. He drags her body halfway out the door, drops her on her face, and you can see her skirt is lifted up. So,
and then he kind of like kicks her in the legs, like, wake up.
Come on.
How does TMZ get this stuff?
They
pay somebody off at the hotel and get the footage.
But how
or someone from the hotel says, I have it.
Right, somebody from the hotel would call TMZ. Is that how it
would work? Oh, for sure.
Or
TMZ has
hotel.
A tip line. So if you see something,
really?
You can actually report to the tip line.
All right.
Harvey Levin is the probably one of the best stirrers of Harvey Levin.
Oh, yeah. He runs TMZ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asks what your favorite fall sport is. 26% of you said college football. 37% of you said the NFL. Let's see. NASCAR, 9%. 10% said other, 8% said Major League Baseball. So those of you, I know that I run the risk of alienating or irritating people that listen to me because of my feelings about football and the damage that's done. And one, I go back to what I didn't clarify or make, clear, what Jennifer alluded to about the concussions. Can somebody use that sort of thing as a defense? Because is he going to go to court? No, probably not, because he didn't press charges, but he's lost his career in the NFL, unless somebody sues the NFL and says, oh, the reason he did it is because he got hurt playing a game. You guys, it's your fault.
And you know what? That's
not
far.
I can see some lawyer turning that around.
It's not even far from the truth. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but Chris Benoit, who was a wrestler who had severe head injuries as well, shot his whole family and himself, and they bring it back to, again, this thing that snaps within your head when it gets hit too much.
Hi. Man, you stop talking to yourself after you have these conversations. Stephen Hawking, the God particle. Conversation about where the universe is going. Stephen Hawking is supposed to be the smartest man on the planet. Plus, Jennifer has some television news coming up here.
I'm the smartest woman on the planet.
I know you are. Yes. Here's a chance for you to get rid of the pain and the sprain. Meredith fell down in the bathroom in the hotel in Cleveland where we were over the weekend and really hurt her knee and her leg.
Uh-oh. Am I going to have to start calling you Ray Rice?
Yeah. Do we have any video of this to prove that it wasn't you?
Yeah, no. You'd be fine, Richie.
Okay.
So I suggest is use this Thermo4 to get rid of the strain and the sprain and the pain, because in normal circumstances, before this was developed, what you'd use is a hot compress, which when, you know, the stuff, messy water everywhere, or a frozen bag of peas on the cold side to get the swelling to go down. But in this circumstance, what you can use is this roll. This is a roller. It's a contraption or device, if you will, from Therma4, T-H-E-R-M, the number 4. Go to Therma4.com and see how people who are in the world of sports or people who are in the world of farming, like I am, or any place where you can get hurt and need some sort of relief, some sort of therapy. You can't get to the chiropractor right away. You can't get to the massage therapist right away. You can't get in the bathtub right away. Use the Thermo4. If you're busy in sports, you have members of your family who are busy in sports, this is the secret. This is the way to roll away the strain and sprain of pain. No drugs, no surgery, just rolling away. It's very clever, actually. You put one roller in the freezer, the other one you can heat up in the microwave, or you can heat it up in a big bowl of hot water, and then just use it, roll it on. And sports doctors that are recommending this are saying it helps you recover faster than anything else for your injuries. It's Therma4.com. You can't call anybody. You just have to go online to Therma4.com, click order. You get 50% off when you order by using the code Doug 50, okay? D-O-U-G 50, Doug 50, Thermafor.com. Get rid of the pain, the sprain, the easy way, the intelligent way, and the non-messy way. Thermafor.com. Use the code Doug 50 and get it to work for you.
I'd say 10,
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Tamarill?
Terry Wheat?
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Responsibly.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Thank you for listening to my directions, Richie. That was very helpful.
No problem. I'm here to help.
I just want to mention quickly Stephen Hawking and what he... And this may lead to more conversation, but it's such great food for thought. I just want to lay it on your head before we do the TV report.
Wow.
He was interviewed... remember Hawking once cautioned that both artificial intelligence and invading aliens could wipe out the human race? Now he has another prediction.
I think he's a kook.
Well, he's a lot of smart people.
He gets you to think, though.
Yep, he does.
Oh, sure.
He says the God particle that we've heard so much about in the last few years might destroy the universe. This is written in a preface to a new book in which he describes his concern that if the particle became unstable, the universe could undergo catastrophic vacuum decay, black holes everywhere, and then just disappear the way it appeared. If you believe that we appeared from a pinhead, exploded into what is something that has no beginning and no end, and if the Higgs boson, they call it, if that were the case, then we'd all be doomed. The universe would be doomed. It's something that probably is going to happen tomorrow, but it is interesting just to throw that into a conversation that maybe is full of a lot of things that we would like to not spend a lot of time talking about, like politics. Okay, having said that, now, NBC, Jennifer, is paying for Matt Lauer to take a helicopter to work.
Yeah, well, he's got to get in early. He lives all the way out in the Hamptons, so, you know, he's got to be coptered
in. Well, you know what this tells me? He's apparently, they're trying to...
they're romancing him.
They're romancing him because they're afraid that he'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
This tells me that maybe they were a little bit more responsible for the Ann Curry big mess up than he was, and that he's taking
the
heat for it publicly.
Yeah.
And
took the heat.
And that they're trying to kiss up to him.
And now they're making it better.
Right.
Yep. He's making $24 million a year, and that was a little bit of an increase.
So maybe he really wasn't the bad guy in all this.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so...
Hey, big news.
What's that?
End of speculation. Did you hear they named a new replacement for Craig Ferguson?
No.
Yeah, see? Ooh. Breaking news. You're going to give me the same answer. The James Corden is the replacement for Craig Ferguson. Go ahead and say it.
He's a Brit or a Wales.
He is. Yeah, he's a British actor, writer, and comedian. He's the creator of a sitcom called Gavin and
Stacey. Anybody in Framingham. Don't we have anybody in America that's funny? Apparently we don't.
I guess not. I don't know if he won a Tony Award.
It makes it all that much funnier.
Look, Craig Ferguson has an accent, so it's perfect. It's
right.
Just replacing.
Yeah. Don't have to be funny. Just the way they talk is funny, so they get away with it.
He's 35 years old, which makes him the youngest incoming late night host. So, you know, it, kind of an interesting choice. He's supposed to be very funny, excellent on Hulu Comedy, does The Wrong Man, so you can check him out ahead of time if you want a sneak peek of what a show will be like.
Right. I think we should all talk like this.
All right. Great. Looks like George
making much
funnier. Yeah. He's getting a gig. Yeah, he's joining Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. He's a guest star.
Really? So what? Now that I bring it up, I think.
I was going to say.
Who's the highest paid woman on TV?
I don't know. Who is
you
it?
You are. Judge. Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is here on Good Day. She is a strategic wealth coach, a retirement planner, author of the award-winning book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. RAFT stands for Retirement Approach Free of Taxes. Let's hear it for that. If you would like to reserve your free copy of Lorette's book, dial 866-620-4376. That's toll-free 866-620-HERO, and you'll get a free copy of this book. It's available in bookstores around the country. It's on Amazon, but my way of figuring this, Lorette, is that free is better. So let's see if people would go to that and get something they have to pay for on Amazon. How about you get it for free at 866-620-HERO, especially if you're going through what a lot of people are at various ages, trying to figure out how to craft a wealth strategy, a retirement strategy that works. I think you were talking to some of the folks who listened to this program who had called in last week over the weekend. What'd you find out?
Well, I found out that they, you know, they're all diverse and different. Everybody's situation is completely unique to them, and yet they all had the same idea of what they wanted to accomplish with one of their retirement accounts. I mean, there's several different ways that we can invest our money through retirement. We can have qualified plans, or we can open a Roth IRA, or we can have a pension or a Social Security. And yet, you know, this is another option where you can put money in that's already been taxed, and it's going to grow tax-free, and also the distributions will be tax-free. So when I was talking to a lot, and we've got, you know, hundreds of strategic wealth coaches throughout the country, some of those people would call back and make sure that they get the book into the hands. But not only the book will be kind of general guide of how this works. What people really want to know is, how does it work for me? And so that's why we provide also free of charge these illustrations. Now, I've seen other advisors, you know, charge $500 or $600 for these illustrations to make sure some somebody knows exactly how these strategies work. But we're giving that away for your listeners, Doug, totally free of charge as well. And what does it do? Well, I'm just going to give an example of one gal that I talked to last week, and she's 50 years old, and you know, really hadn't prepared for retirement at all yet. And she says, you know, I realize I've got a little bit of extra money. I want to be able to put towards something. So I said, well, how much do you think you have? And she said about $20,000 a year. And I said, well, how about if we take that $20,000 a year for the next 5 years, put a total of $100,000 in there, and let's just see what happens. Let's go through the math and look at the illustration and see how it does work for you. And of course, this is according to IRS guidelines and the guidelines of the state as well, these mathematical figures that we go through. And by putting that $20,000 a year for 5 years and then just letting it grow and compound, and the average rate of return in the account has been over 8%. I always dial it back a couple of percent just to make it really conservative. But what we found is that her $100,000 would then at retirement time at age 66 is what she wanted, would yield about $30,000 a year, so about $2,500 a month in income to her for the rest of her life. Now, not only that, there is a death benefit of $400,000. So, you know, if something should happen to her between now and then, or even after she starts taking distributions, her family would have a $400,000 death benefit. So to me, that's a way to really leverage, $100,000 over the next 5 years for her. We have clients that are even young children. Sometimes grandparents will call us and say, hey, you know, I've got some money I want to be able to pass on to my grandchildren or my children. What's a good way for me to do that? And we can provide a raft illustration for them as well.
Yeah, those are great examples, by the way. The last two are excellent. And if you want to sort of catch this information, you're getting in on the back end of it, you can listen to the podcast at DougStephan.com of this hour. This would be hour number five. So you can hear the strategy that Lorette is explaining. But returns are important. Preservation is important. So as a result of our collaboration here with Lorette, Doug Stephan listeners get an illustration of how the program can help you and your family through the book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. This is free, F-R-E-E, free. Easy to remember number, 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376 to reserve your copy of The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. 866-620-HERO. Lorette, thank you. Nice to have you here. 51 after the hour. Good day.
Lighten up, Francis.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.